From theunce.com, this is The Unce Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunce.com. Hello and welcome to The Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. We got a fun show for you today from an act who definitely knows how to party. Manufactured Superstars, the duo of Brad Roulier and Sean Sabo, are known for their crazy live shows where they can burn through something like 100 tracks in a two-hour set, playing everything from house to trance to 80s music or even the Beatles. Known for their outrageous remixes, the pair decided to buckle down and focus on creating an album's worth of original music. The result was their Freak On You EP, a monster package of dance pop originals with an amazing supporting cast of remixes from Calvin Harris, Jay Flash and Tyler Blue, Save the Robot, and more. The EP is out now, and we've got Sean Sabo on the program, as well as some great new tunes from artists we think you'll dig. Enjoy the show. Sean, are you a classically trained musician, or is electronic music just something that drew you in as a kid?
I studied music engineering at CU Denver, so I wouldn't say I'm a classically trained musician. I'm a trained musician, but it's really just about having fun. We like to have a good time, whether we're in the studio or in a club full of a couple hundred people or at a festival with thousands. It's really just about, giving back to the crowd and having a good time and really trying to give them, energy and let them, lose a little and have a little fun.
I understand that you came up in the scene through drum and bass. Break that down for me, if you could, because it seems like it's worlds apart from what you do now.
Yeah, I grew up on the East Coast in New Jersey and New York, and I was a drum and bass DJ with a very talented producer out of Denver, too, called DJ Echo. We did numerous releases on, a bunch of UK labels. The most prestigious was Andy C's Ram Records and a few of the sub-labels. Mm-hmm. So that was my background in producing music. And then I met Brad because he was a promoter in Denver, and obviously he was producing the best shows, so I wanted to play a lot of his parties. We became friends, he was one of the founding members of Beatport. I joined shortly right after those guys started the company. That's kind of the history. We did the Beatport thing together for years, became really good friends, and then decided to start this music project together. Been building it up ever since.
So you're at Beatport, you've become friends with Brad, and you begin to start talking about maybe putting together some sort of musical project. You're coming out of the drum and bass scene, and I'm not even sure what sort of concept the two of you had for this new project there. I wonder what those early days were like of you saying, this is what we want to do, this is the type of sound we want to achieve, and this is the kind of mood we want to evoke for the people on the dance floor.
Yeah, the original concept was really just to make it as fun as possible. The Thursdays and Saturdays at the clubs in Denver were both doing very well, but Fridays never really had anything that worked, and we wanted to do a theme party that started off as kind of like a monthly that would be really fun. So the music we were going to do was always really fun. We were inspired a lot by Too Many DJs out of the UK, the Soul Wax band, and they were doing, pretty a wide variety of mashup. They would play Beatles records, they would play old, reel-to-reel, things, and new house songs. And we wanted to kind of take that aspect, but be a little bit less eclectic and a little bit more focused on the fun. So instead of the Beatles, take a 70s record or an 80s record, like Celebration and things like that, or Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And that was really how we started, and that was before, the mashup movement had started, when hip-hop DJs were still playing hip-hop and house DJs were still playing house.
Sure.
Obviously, things have changed a lot over the last, 7-8 years, but that was the initial concept.
Tell me about the importance of Beta as an almost home base or a laboratory, if you will, for you to test out what worked and what didn't work and how that fit into the Denver scene as a whole.
This is actually well before Beta. Beta has only been around 3 years. We were working on this project prior to that. Beta's obviously been a great place. It's a great place for us to go now, and on the off nights, even just listen to new original tracks on the Function One sound system, which is a pretty awesome thing to be able to do.
Sure.
But this is pre-beta. We only play in Denver, you know, three to five times a year, and only at beta probably about three. We usually play two or three raves here. But, you know, Denver's an awesome city. The support from the fans here have been great. And, you know, there's a lot of up-and-coming producers and artists out of this city that we're pretty excited about. I mean, the DMC champion came from Denver this year, which is pretty awesome. That's a worldwide, you know, recognized title.
Yeah.
And then some of the crew that we work with, Giselle and Jay Quintel, two of the engineers we work with on some songs. We've done a lot of remixes with them. They're going to be touring with us a little bit this year to really try to help them kind of break into the, you know, the national scene. And then two of the residents at Beta, John Tron and Dragon, are awesome. They've done some remixes for us and alongside us for BT. They remixed the Cascade Tiesto song. They did a remix of our next single with Christian Burns. It'll be out in, you know, end of month, early February. So, you know, we're pretty excited to see a lot of these young guys, you know, building up some steam out of the Mile High City.
I wanna work my freak on you, work my freak on you, work my freak on you.
Take me over from Manufactured Superstars. Here's a new one from the Polish Ambassador. Polish Ambassador premiered his remix of Little Dragon's Ritual Union on the Unts. You can hear it on our homepage. Another release that's tearing up Hype Machine this week is the new one from Loyal Divide. This is Auto.
Thank you.
Auto from Loyal Divide. Their Vision Revision remix album drops in February, featuring tracks from DVS, Subswara, and RD. Here's a brand new one from Fast Nasty.
Chemicals, man. They'll fuck you up.
Chemicals Man from Fast Nasty. He, along with Mind Elixir and the Bass Church crew, are hitting the Orange Peel in Asheville this Saturday with Bookworm and other local favorites. Let's get back to Sean Sabo of Manufactured Superstars.
So going back to your early days then, figuring out what this project would be, how did you settle into roles as a duo, I wonder, because you're coming at this as a solo artist. How did you figure out how the two of you would work together in collaborating on mixes or even producing original tracks?
It was just kind of it just kind of happened naturally. I mean, when we first sat down, I mean, we spent a lot of time in the studio working on edits. And when we first started the project, you know, it was really more about the performance. We weren't really even thinking about producing original music. So, I mean, we would spend, you know, 10, 15 hours a week in the studio, you know, a few six-hour sessions after work in a Beatport all day, just at home coming up with ideas. And, you know, we would both just build playlists, things that we thought would work. And those playlists could consist of, like I said, I mean, it could be Cyndi Lauper, and it could be an Eric Prydz beat, and it could be a new Switch track, and it could be, you know, a loop from a 70s, you know, celebration song. Mm-hmm. And then we would just sit in the studio and really just kind of try things. It was a lot of trial and error for us to just figure out, you know, what worked and slowly start to evolve these kind of mashups that we could make into an hour and a half long set. You know, I've always said that, you know, when we perform live, it's kind of like how a basketball team would call plays live on the field. You know what I mean? I mean, we kind of get a vibe. You can kind of see if the people are, like, in a deeper beats or they want something that's a little bit harder, like dusty or noisy. And you just kind of get a vibe, and, you know, we try to be two or three records ahead of ourselves. So I'll lean over to him, he'll lean over to me, and we'll say, what about this? And then, you know, the person may say yes, or I like that first one, but let's go here after that. We just kind of make adjustments as we go, and that's kind of how the live sets go.
Your sets then become who you are. You have this natural chemistry between the two of you. It's a party, fun vibe. How then do you translate that into an album? Was that your intention with Freak on You, this EP that you just released? You know, bottling that live energy, was that the message that you were trying to convey with the EP?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the EP we think is fun music, and you know, the other thing we really try to do is be unpredictable. Like, you never know what the next song we're gonna play is. When you go see other DJs, you know, you get a little bit of an expectation of what they're gonna play. We like to be unpredictable and throw a few things in that you're kind of not expecting. When we're producing music, it's very similar. I mean, we like it to be fun, but, I mean, our sound is diverse. I mean, Drunk Text is, you know, a 125 tech house with a sexy girl talking over it. Sirius is, you know, big room house with pianos and arpeggios. And, you know, Take Me Over is basically, you know, a dance pop song. And that's kind of how we play. I mean, our styles are pretty diverse. I mean, we'll take you anywhere, you know. And the only thing we really don't play is, you know, techno. But other than that, you know, I mean, we're kind of all over the place. So we wanted the album to kind of represent that sound and really just be good, fun music. I mean, most people that are going out nowadays like EDM. They're not, you know, specifically into only tech house or only into trance. Obviously, they may, you know, they may lean towards one genre or another, but, you know, it's all dance music and it's all fun, and we just think that that's, you know, the best way to represent our sound. So that's what we did on the EP.
Sure, sure. And so you have a song like Happy Panda, which is just a straight dance tune, and then, like you mentioned, Take Me Over with the vocals, more of a dance pop tune or a dance with you, something else with vocals. What was your approach when you were in the studio saying, hey, let's take this particular melody or track we're working on and add vocals, or for this we're going to go straight dance tune? Did you have at least some sort of concept as you were creating the tunes in which direction did you want to go, or was it always sort of last minute, sort of like your sets where you call an audible and you sort of veer off into a new direction with whatever it is you're working on?
You know, I would say 95% of the time we go into the studio with a specific idea. I mean, Happy Panda was kind of Brad's idea for that sample. He actually called me one night at like 3 o'clock in the morning and was like, I have a great idea. We're going to do a song called Happy Panda. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And then it actually came out cool. I think that, you know, the sample makes it different. So, you know, I mean, that one, we had a specific idea and he had a specific, you know, he didn't, you know, a sound of what he wanted, that kind of stabby, ravey, just straight up kind of Jack and House song. You know, Take Me Over was the same way. I mean, the vocals weren't done, but we went in trying to write the underlying beat for a poppy type, you know, hit type song, and then worked with a singer and songwriter to get the vocals to where we wanted and, you know, edited. So we usually go in the studio with an exact idea. I mean, it's hard enough for us to find time as it is, and we have so many good ideas. So we really need to be efficient with our studio time, especially with all the touring of recent. So we really try to go in there with a specific idea. And really try to just bang it out. I mean, we usually have, you know, 4 or 5 ideas working at any given time, and try to, you know, just continually work those until they're done. But they usually start out as a strong concept. Even the underlying instrumental may evolve, but, you know, there's usually an original idea of what kind of sound we're going for, you know, what kind of vocals, what the hook of the song is going to be, that type of stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen,
That's the Save the Robot remix of Angry Circus from Manufactured Superstars' Freak on You EP, out now. You heard the original cut, now here's the Jay Flash and Tyler Blue version of Take Me Over.
And just like your sets, variety is the spice, and that's what's making your live show, above and beyond certain artists who are tied down to genres. And because of that sort of concept in your live sets, when it came to your album, it was also important for you, I imagine, to bring in that variety as well, which led to there being great remixes from across the board, artists like Calvin Harris, Save the Robots. Did you have a sort of idea of where you wanted some remixes to go and sent them out to various artists? I don't know if you sort of let your children go, as it were, and say, okay, go out into the world. We don't care what you do with it. Send us something back, whatever you want to do. And that's how you get that great variety of the various sort of remixes that came back on this album.
Yes and no to that. Honestly, sending out tracks for remix has been one of the most unexpectedly fun things that we've gotten to do, is writing original songs. Mm-hmm. When we first started producing, we were really only focused on doing remixes. For pop people, we've done Bruno Mars, we've done Flo Rida, we've done Cascade Tiesto, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
And then when we started doing the original, Take Me Over kind of being the first one that, had a big label push behind it. Mm-hmm. Sending out the remixes and getting them back was so fun. It was like Christmas whenever you got a different mix back. So,
yeah.
We really let the artists just kind of run with it. We've tried to give them, all the parts, all the music, everything they could want, and let them just completely flip it. I think that's a better approach because, hearing some of the remixes, they thought of things that I would never have thought to do, I've heard that from other people saying the same thing to us when we do a remix, like, oh, wow, you guys flipped it. So different. You rewrote the chords, or there's a whole new melody with the vocal, or they totally changed the vocal and chopped it up like Trent did with our drunk text. Mm-hmm. He rearranged the words. So there's a million different things that you can do, and I really we're really happy that a lot of these artists are supportive and our friends, and working with us and granting us the honor of doing remixes of our songs. But we really leave it up to them.
That's great. That's great. And so finally, you alluded to this a little bit before. You're planning a big tour for 2012, and you also have a single coming out featuring Christian Burns. Tell me a little bit about what fans can expect coming up here in the near future.
We just wrapped up. We actually just shot the video in Vegas about 2 weeks ago, right before Christmas. with the next single is called Silver Splits the Blue. It's an awesome big room stomper with Christian Burns, who's worked with, you know, all the big guys, Tiesto, Armin, and on and on and on. He wrote the vocals and sung it. We're really excited about it. We got some big remixes. I don't want to spill the beans on those yet. We've got some big remixes on that one coming. We're going to continue to tour pretty hardcore. We're going to hitting Asia at the end of this month, and then straight back to the States. I mean, you know, the full-on circuit: Boston, Philly, New York, Vegas, Miami, through Canada. Working on some European stuff for early spring, and you know, hopefully we'll be in a city near everybody. We also have another single coming out closer to WMC, but you guys will be hearing more about that a little later.
Perfect, perfect. Sean Sabo, Manufactured Superstars, the EP is called Freak On You. Thanks so much for being on the UNS podcast.
Thank you, man. We love you guys. Thanks, everybody, for the support. And, you know, go pick up that Freak On You album. We're really proud of it, and we think that it'll be some nice music for you.
Happy Panda.
Happy Panda will close out this week's episode. Special thanks go to Emily Tan with Emily Tan Media and Publicity, Brad Roulier, and of course my guest, Sean Sabo. The Manufactured Superstars EP, Freak On You, is available now on Beatport, and they've got a new single coming out with Christian Burns, Silver Splits the Blue. Check out theunz.com/manufacturedsuperstars to see when they'll be in a town near you. Next week, Toronto's favorite dubstep duo, Zed's Dead, will be on the UNS podcast. They've got a brand new EP coming out on Inspected Records. Their Adrenaline EP will drop January 23rd. Don't miss that episode. Win tickets to see Mimosa in Georgia, STS9 in Chicago with RJD2 and Savoy, and tons of Emancipator dates by going to theunz.com/contests and signing up. Please visit theunz.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review. Tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, you'd like to be a guest on the UNS podcast, or you'd like to sponsor an episode, contact me at anand@theunz.com. That's anand@theunz.com. Join the conversation at the UNS podcast on Twitter. We'll catch you next week.
Happy Panda.